It was close to Christmas time, and I remember sitting in bed watching a movie, when all of a sudden, I couldn't stop smiling like a 5-year-old. She kept asking me, "What?" even though I think she knew what I was about to say. I didn't think twice about it and just blurted out, "I just love you." I wasn't afraid of her saying it back. She did, though. Here's a fun fact that you can share on your next socially awkward date. Although left-handed people make up only 10% of the population as a whole, they compose a full 20% of schizophrenics. If you like those odds, you should know that left-handedness is also associated with dyslexia, ADD, and some mood disorders. Is it because all those right-handed can openers slowly drive them mad? Possibly, but Clyde Franks, a researcher at Oxford University, believes that it might have something to do with a newly discovered gene, unimaginatively called LRRTM1. Practiced liars are uniquely able to distort reality and make us feel like the floor is shifting underneath us, that something odd is afoot, but we just can't put our finger on it. He may spout false information with such conviction that it makes you start to question your own recollections. This particular type of manipulation is called gaslighting. Standard gaslighter lines include, "I never said that. Stop making things up. How come you are always accusing me of horrible things?" And, "What is wrong with you? You are so paranoid." If you get to the end of a conversation and wonder, "Hey, wait a second, what just happened?" Remember that as a generally trusting person, you are a great gauge of dishonesty. Give yourself permission to follow those whiffs of suspicion and to investigate further. Airports trigger anxiety. Subway systems cause paranoia. We all know the statistics. It's riskier to get in your car than it is to board an aircraft or take a train. But our collective memories of bombings, hijackings, and poison gas attacks often turn public spaces of transport into psychic minefields. Stuck in limbo between the here and there, pushing through a crush of strangers, we are totally vulnerable and alone. Except, we're not. There's always the voice. You know, the one that tells us that
smoking inside the terminal is prohibited.
And that
unattended baggage will be removed immediately.
And that
the next stop is Times Square.
It's sort of irritating, yet something to cling to, as familiar and pervasive as the smell of Cinnabon or axle grease. You need to be able to explain the importance of your role in your projects at levels that all stakeholders can understand. One of the best ways to do that is to think from their perspective. An elevator pitch explanation might be enough for your significant other, but internally, the CMO probably wants to hear your plan for making improvements on the metrics that matter most to them. Your boss probably wants answers to questions as they arise, as well as reporting on what you have been doing, what worked, what didn't, and a plan to improve those SEO results moving forward. It's a familiar format. A brilliant, unorthodox investigator solves crimes with a law enforcement officer of the opposite gender, a la Castle, Bones, or The Mentalist. And unfortunately, the immortality angle isn't enough to make the setup feel fresh. Exacerbating this is the series' blatant attempts to make its protagonist a Sherlock Holmes figure, minus the character's less endearing traits. Henry is an affable fellow, but his unsolicited analytical monologues take him from charming to smug with annoying frequency. Life is kind of like a party. You invite a lot of people. Some leave early, some stay all night, some laugh with you, some laugh at you, and some show up really late. But in the end, after all the fun, there are a few who stay to help you clean up the mess. And most of the time, they aren't even the ones who made the mess. These people are your real friends in life. They are the ones who matter most.